The Fish and Wildlife Service says 10 whooping cranes have been killed by gunfire during the last 11 years. That includes two birds in a non-migrating flock in Louisiana being shot earlier this month. The service is again circulating posters asking people for information about crane deaths. In 5 cases, the perpetrators are unknown. Agency spokesman Tom McKenzie says there's also a new education campaign.
A public service announcement to try and help educate the public on the criticality of these magnificent birds to come back into the environment for the benefit of not just our generation, but for future generations.
McKenzie concedes the campaign is low budget, with a lot being done on the internet. He also says prosecutors have been reluctant to throw the book at juveniles who shot the other 5 cranes. John French is a U.S. Geological Survey researcher and member of a team overseeing an effort to raise the number of whoopers in the wild. He says the crane deaths are discouraging.
In terms of public perception, in terms of our own feeling of confidence about our ability to get birds back into the wild, definitely.
However, French says the bird deaths are not yet a fatal blow to crane reintroduction efforts in the eastern U.S. The government officials are not blaming hunters for shooting whooping cranes, though it might appear accidental shootings could go up soon if Kentucky starts a hunting season on sandhill cranes. Kentucky would be the first state east of the Mississippi in modern times to target sandhills. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.